We like our presidents tough. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. It's a big reason Donald Trump has done so well. It's why many Americans hold a grudging respect for Vladimir Putin. These guys project toughness. They're decisive. They're not afraid to use force. What history shows, however, is that tough leaders also tend to lie about the results of their tough decisions. We have tapes of President Lyndon Johnson's phone calls, and so we know that in 1966, 7 years before we finally left Vietnam, he knew the U.S. couldn't win, even as he was sending in more troops.
I can't get out. I just can't be the architect of surrender.
No, because presidents have to stand tough, even if it means being dishonest. Well, now we have new information on another tough guy, Richard Nixon, who in that same war bombed North Vietnam in January of 1972 and went on television to tell the American people it was working.
I had no other choice but to bomb selected military targets. The results have been very, very effective.
But thanks to documents just released by reporter Bob Woodward, we now know that he was lying too. Because of something he wrote a day after that interview, Woodward gave CBS's David Martin a look at the evidence.
Richard Nixon's candid opinion of the bombing of Vietnam, scrawled across a report from his national security advisor, Henry Kissinger. We have had 10 years of total control of the air in Laos and Vietnam. The result? Zilch.
3 million tons of bombs, zero results. But at least he looked tough. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.